the way in which the relationship of Scripture and tradition to the magisterium of the Church, the guaranteed teaching of the Pope and the College of Bishops, the way that's understood is highly ecumenical. The last chapter of the Constitution is devoted entirely to Scripture and the life of the Church. Now, it's a hymn to the centrality of Scripture as the presence of Christ that nourishes, that heals, that illumines, that corrects, that the Word and the Eucharist are that twofold table by which the Lord nourishes and feeds his pilgrim people. But many other aspects as well of the relationship of Scripture and tradition and to the teaching of the Church are such that this Constitution has got a great welcome from great Orthodox scholars and theologians and great Protestant theologians. And even, you know, that's ecumenically, but if you go into the interreligious dialogues, then with our brothers in the Jewish faith, with Islam, there's a chapter on the Old Testament in it, which lays theological foundations for the dialogue with our Jewish brothers and sisters, which Pope Benedict has requested, particularly most recently now in his visit to the synagogue in Cologne. So it's a remarkable document, and from the point of view of the needs of a living ecumenism, which is so necessary and so vital and so much the work of the Holy Spirit in our times.